Let's go to the podium. The applause right now for Chuck Knobloch.
How's the day going so far?
Great, great. It's really great to see all you guys out here supporting us, and you've been behind us all year, and what a great parade it was, and for everybody to enjoy themselves like you have, you know, this whole week. It was a great World Series, and it's great to be champions.
You played so well all season long, Chuck, and I know, of course, everybody was giving you this talk about being a rookie, but you really fit in very nicely with this ball club, and everything worked very well for you right from the get-go.
Well, that's I got to give credit to all the guys on the team. They made me feel very comfortable coming in and playing as a rookie. But it doesn't feel like a rookie anymore, being a world champion and having great fans like you guys. Appreciate it.
Chuck Knobloch.
Twins had so many second basemen over the last few years, and here a guy moves in his second year in baseball, and what a job he's done. And they got a second baseman for the next 10 years, I'll guarantee you that.
Now we look at Jack Morris. Highlights of Game 7, when Black Jack Morris was not to be beaten by the Atlanta Braves. The pump of the fist on the strikeout. Jack Morris heading back to the dugout, going 10 innings of shutout baseball. Sid Hartman, I don't know if there's been a guttier performance in a World Series by a pitcher ever.
Well, I've known this guy a long, long time, and wherever I've seen him operate, what a competitor. He just loves to compete, and this was another example. And I'll tell you what, he is crying right now. This guy has a very soft heart when it comes to things like this, and I know him so well. Look at him. He's applauding the crowd. They will not stop cheering here for a few minutes.
The pride of Highland Park High School, a Minnesota kid. This was his dream, to come back to his home state and be a World Series MVP, and he has it right now.
Ron Costin, who coached him in high school, I've talked to him several times about it. He says the same thing. This guy is the greatest. I am so happy this is happening, because after this, there's no chance that he won't come back. Because I know him so well. Look at him applaud the crowd. What a character.
And waving his hat to the crowd, Jack Morris at the podium. And let's hear some comments from the MVP of the 1991 World Series.
Jack, I believe that you have probably started over 450 games in your big league career. Did anything come close to comparing with Game 7 of the 1991 World Series?
Well, first of all, I think it's important for everybody here to understand that I might have stole the spotlight in the last game, but without these men behind me, there wouldn't have been a last game. There's no I in team. It's wonderful to feel so warm and welcomed back in an area where I grew up. And I want you all to know how much I appreciate the way you treated me throughout the season, especially in the playoffs. It gave me inspiration to bring this day for all of us to enjoy. Thanks.
Nobody loves it more than he does here. I mean, there's no doubt when he was a young kid in Highland Park, he dreamt of this happening. But how many people ever are lucky enough to have a dream like that fulfilled?
Video screen, we have some shots of Kent Herbeck.
Here comes Herbie.
Deep down, Herbie really felt terrible in this series. He couldn't do a thing. But like Tom Kelly said, when he was in the lineup, they had to pitch differently to guys in front of him, differently to guys in back of him. They had to walk people to get to him. They had to bring in left-handed pitchers. And
don't sell short the Atlanta pitching staff and all those left-handers either.
You're right. And they did a heck of a job on him. But he contributed. Like you said after the game, all I care about is we won. And they won. Without Herbie's playing. And look at this play right now. They're showing that double play. 3-2 to back to 3. Won the ball game.
The eighth inning of Game 7 with the game scoreless and one out. And the bases were loaded when Kent Herbeck comes
up. There's one of the great pictures of all time. Herbie and Morris, two kids who grew up here hugging each other after that World Series game.
Let's hear from Kent Hrbek, the hometown guy, right here at the Metrodome.
Kent, this club played so well in the World Series, and they played so well in the field. And we just saw an example there of that 3-2-3 double play. But I think sometimes it goes a little bit unnoticed that this was as good a fielding team as it was in 1991.
I think it's, first of all, thanks, fans, again, for putting something on like this. This is tremendous. We're all having a blast. Still not over yet. We can still party about another 2 or 3 months and live on this. We got a great, great ball club. A lot of fun. A lot of fun to play with these guys. And it's a lot of fun to play in front of fans like you.
You can relate, Kent, to these great fans. You've seen them all along, and they're really showing today that they love their Minnesota Twins.
Well, I think the Minnesota Twins love you guys just as much as you guys love us. Thanks a bunch.
Kent Hrbek.
Tears
now
again.
Bob Casey.
I've never seen ball players as emotional as they are today. It's amazing. These fans have been so great for them.
Sid and Mike, we're going to pause for just 10 seconds to let our stations take a station identification break on the Twins Radio Network. You're listening to WCCO Radio, home of the world champion Minnesota Twins, 30 degrees in cloudy skies, and we come back now to our continuing coverage.
And the wives and the families being honored now, and a big part, obviously, of any player's success is the support they have at home, Sid.
Be interesting how they get these ballplayers off the field. They got about 100 policemen here. They're going to need them. And apparently the clubhouse is going to be closed after the game while they measure for their rings.
Another round of applause for this entire Twins team.
I hope Casey doesn't have a heart attack. He's really gone through. What a great sports town this is. And I'll keep on talking about it. The Metrodome, the site of the World Series, the site of the Super Bowl, the site of the NCAA Final Four. Where would we be if we didn't have the Metrodome?
The players right now watching the video replay of Gene Larkin's winning hit, watching it intently. I've never seen them so focused on the screen before. And there are tears flowing from the eyes of several of these players, namely Jack Morris, Kent Hrbek, Kirby Puckett, the team intently watching the video, and accompanied by Queens, We Are the Champions. Maybe now it's finally sinking in that this club is are the world champions of baseball for 1991.
Going on a field, and one of the most emotional things that happened on that field, I was one of the few lucky ones to witness, his two sons, 8 and 6 years old, Eric and Austin, with a big embrace on the field. These two young kids from Detroit had a chance to watch their father in his biggest moment. And look at the smile on Mr. Morris's face. Jackson, I know you can't leave here, buddy. This clinched it. Mr. Moss or nobody else could keep you from signing another contract. Look at Kirby. He'll never forget this moment, I'll tell you that. And I don't know, I'm an objective reporter, but I'll never forget it either. Will you, Mike?
There's nothing like this. I was able to cover 4 straight World Series in the Bay Area. The only victory that ever came to one of the local teams was the tragic earthquake series. No celebration that year. This is a celebration. Minnesota is showing their support of this ball club. Rick Aguilera pumping his hand to the crowd.
That's why this area will continue to get great national big sport events, because the fans are great here. They support a winner. They support losers sometime. This ball club, I don't know, after today, Carl Pohlad's going to have to reach in his billfold and sign a lot of these guys. You can't lose this ball club. This is the most amazing demonstration. 87, I thought it was great when they came back from Detroit. Detroit was nothing like this. These people are wild. They won't let these players out. Look at Knobloch again. Look at the hand he's getting. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The people refuse to let this rally end. So as the applause continues, let's get some comments back at the studio from Tim and Ted.
Sid, you happy?
Very happy, sir.
Terrific job. Thank you very much.
Why not be happy?
Why
can't you be objective and still be happy?
I know, Sidney.
I want to ask you a question. Are you happy? You're a great objective reporter.
Hey. Sid, we're all smiling today.
Darn right.
Everybody's smiling.
Terrific job, guys. Mike Woodley, Sid Hartman, and the Minnesota Twins on the floor of the Metrodome, the 1991 World Champion Minnesota Twins Metrodome salute. We'll take a break for 2 minutes on the Minnesota Twin Radio Network. Back right after this. The celebration continues. Tim Russell with Ted Robinson as we wrap up this 1991 World Champion Minnesota Twins Metrodome salute.
What an incredible day. Now, Tim, you and I didn't do anything except sit here and watch, and I think we're both exhausted.
They're organizing yet another victory lap, as they did the night after Game 7.
Yeah, that's a great, great thing. Jack Morris led the one after the game, and the players are going through. It looks like they're walking their way around the dome one last time.
Well, our thanks to all the people involved with our broadcast coverage here of the World Champion Minnesota Twins salute at the Metrodome and the earlier parades. Nancy Master, the producer, all the engineers, all the folks who made this broadcast such a fun thing to do. And I thank you, Ted Robinson, for being here today.
My pleasure, Tim. Nice being with you.
This World Championship season for the Minnesota Twins, truly unforgettable.
The door of the plane is open. And the crowd is shouting, we're number one. We're number one. The Homer hankies are out. The pennants are out. Oh!
Unforgettable. Swung on a well-hit ball to right field. Back deep.
That's what you are.
Good job. Good job.
And it is gone over the canvas. A 2-1 homer for Herbeck.
Unforgettable.
Swung on a well-hit ball to right. Way back.
So near or far.
Going, going. That game is tied. Randy Bush with a three.
Like a song of love. That clings to me.
Swing and a foul back this way.
How the thought of you does things to me.
Take the mandatory 8 count, John.
Never before has someone been born.
The Twins win 5-4.
Unforgettable.
Way back, way back.
In every way.
It is a home run for Scott Leyes. The Twins win!
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
Grand slam for Shane Mack.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am. Unforgettable too.
You've been listening to the 1991 World Champion Minnesota Twins Metrodome salute on the Minnesota Twins Radio Network.
Twins are going to win. Here's Hal Black to score.
Going on a well-hit ball to right. Way back. Going, going. That game is tied. Randy Bush with a 3-run homer. The game is tied at 4.
Chili Davis batting right-handed, swings in the first offering, lines it to deep right center, way back and gone. Touch them all, Chili Davis.
No, never before has someone been more.
Campbell, the right-hander, delivers, swing, there's a high drive to left field, way back out there.
Long drive into the left field seats, a home run for Shane Mack.
Unforgettable. In every way.
Got him! What a play by Aguilera!
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay. Pally Arullo circles the bases.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.